And we have a wonderful time of celebration in communion. And many of them hug you, say thank you, say sorry. We have tears, we have laughing, and end up all the witches in the restaurant get saved. And the government saw only Christian able to do that. So again, we are here this morning to say thank you very much for your being in Vietnam, and we pray that God give you health to next year you join the trip. And I want to present to you some gifts made by our orphans. They say, thank you, Vietnam veteran. You came with John 3:16 Bible. So we want to bring this to two of you, so you'll be blessed. Can I put on your right hand? I will go to pray for you and with you for your friends. Okay, church, would you please stand your hands over here? We pray with them. And you know, these men are blessed. They'll be back here. But 58,000 of their friends doesn't make it. And many of them, even though they return here in the body, but they're lost. Some of them are lost in alcoholism, in drug, in many different ways. But this morning we want to pray that God will bring them back, restore their life. And we do believe that God has a great plan for each and every one of us. So shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning and I lift up the brother into your hands. Lord, I thank you because you use them through their life. The gospel were able to reach out to Vietnam. And many of them really don't understand why they were there. They lost the war in Washington, D.C., but they did won every battle when they were in Vietnam. And the best war they won for your kingdom is bring the gospel to the darkness nation. And through the gospel of Jesus Christ, many people life would change. I'm here one among them, Lord. To give glory to you, we thank you, Lord. I pray that, Lord, you strengthen our brother here. And that we stand here, we lift up our friends who lost their life over there. May you comfort and encourage their family. Though they return, but are lost. We come to you this morning with that authority in the name of Jesus, Lord. We destroy the work of devil. In the name of Jesus, we cancel all devil plans. And we declare, God, you have a great plan for every one of the men and women in uniform, Lord. And Lord, I pray you restore their life, bless them, and make them become blessing to the other. So all together, we glorify your name and expand your kingdom. Amen. So Lord, we come to you this morning, and we declare the victory in the name of Jesus. Upon the man and woman for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
brother.
Very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Let's give them our hands. Praise the Lord. I hope tomorrow morning we have more time to chat with you, and we pray that God able to bring them back to Vietnam again next year. Oh, I forget to give them the magazine. Okay, this morning, Ruth and I, we're here. We would like to say thank you to all of you for your prayer, your support. And in my magazine on the way out, you can stop my table. In 2018, Ruth and I, we traveled to 6 different nations, and we brought the gospel to many of them. And we went to some countries that you never heard good thing. We are working in Muslim nation, in communist nation, in Buddhist nation, and even some countries that under control of military, who have the gun, have the law, have the right. But thank God, the power of Holy Spirit converted many people, brought them out of darkness into light, out of Satan into God. And this year, 2019, from January to May, we traveled to 6 nations. In Myanmar, we planted 2 new churches. in Cambodia, in Malaysia, and we went to Nicaragua, and we just returned from Tanzania of Africa. In Tanzania, Africa, in 2 weeks, we trained 600 pastors. And then we do crusade every night in a big field with about 15,000 people come every night. Sigh, wonder, miracle take place. We have 1,000 people give their life to Jesus every night, but hundreds of them were delivered from demon possessed. And 100 people were set free from that disease and sickness. So all of the things that God are doing because your prayer, your support. So thank you very much. And I pray that soon your church will pick up us as one of your missionary, and together we will bring the good news to all people around the world. Amen. And this morning I would like to share with you in the book of Psalms, chapter 56, verse 9. Shall we read together? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I know that God is for me. Some other translation says, whenever I pray to God, all my enemies will turn back and run away because God is on my side. This morning I want to share with you how every Christian can live victory life every day here on earth. You know, prayer is very normal for every human being on earth. People from all over the world pray. Some they pray 5 times a day to their death God. Some pray 3 times a day with a lot of offering to their God. But none of their God do anything good for them because they're all dead. But you and I, we are worshiping a living God. All the gods people around the world worshiping still lay behind the grave. But our Lord Jesus left the empty tomb behind, and he is still moving around the world. And this picture you can see in Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nations with 250 million. And now you can see world biggest church building are in Indonesia. This church we are working with is 25,000 people gather every evening in worshiping God. And every Sunday the church was packed. And this church, they do the best thing that they are sending these young people to many nations during the time of summer. And one particular nation, I don't want to mention the name here because we still do a lot of things over there. It's totally closed country. If any American get into that country, you're not able to get out, or you get out dead. But these young men and women were trained and went to that nation. And some of last year they baptized 150, and just recently, some of this year they baptized about 250 over there. And that's very close nation, lit it by a rocket man. So you know how I'm talking about. That people come to Christ because they thought that the people are Muslim, they will not harm to their country. But these people came with the good news to that nation. God we are serving is a living God. Amen. All other gods have wonderful teaching, but they are dead and lay behind the grave. They're not able to help themselves to get out of the grave. How can they help you when you call upon their name? But I'm glad to tell you that Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, live. And because he's live, he able to change many lives. I give you an example. Vietnam is a country over 90 million. Now we almost 100 million up there. And Ruth and I, we were sent to the village. There were no transportation. Some of you Vietnam veterans, you can recognize this. This many, the other day they call Mountaineer Village. That's where the people there, they have no clothes, they have no transportation. The only transportation they have that on the water buffalo. Here you see some people, they don't ride the car here, they have buggy with the horse. But over there, these people, they get on water buffalo, that's their only transportation. But we brought to them the good news of Jesus Christ, who come all the way from heaven to the manger. From the manger, he went to the cross. From the cross to the grave, from grave to the sky. So he will transform our life from darkness into light, from hopeless into hope, from mourning into joy. And you know what happened? We shared the message to the people. And the people, if you see at that is the lamp oil light. In American, you don't have that anymore. You have some really beautiful lamp oil light, like your antique for decorate. But over there, they still use that lamp oil. And we have no chair, no table. They all sit on the ground, and this was soil with dust. They sit on their slipper, and we disciple them. We taught them how to pray to a living God. Because Vietnam, we worship thousands of gods, but they all were dead. And though the dead God cannot do anything good for the people, it doesn't matter how many offerings you bring to them, they cannot do anything for you. Because though the God sit in the temple, cannot move any inch, how can they help other people? But our God, he arose from the dead. He can move the mountain. So we taught them and said, God have a plan for you. And if you know how to pray to live in God, he will chase all your enemies. They will turn back and run away. And what's our enemy? You know, we have all different kinds of enemies. In the Bible, it says God created everything was good, but when he created you and I under his image, he blow his spirit into our nose, we become very good. Yeah. So when God created very good, he have a plan for us. He planned not to harm us, but to bless us and prosper us and make us become blessing to the other. But devil don't want that happen. You know, devil always come to steal, to kill, to destroy. So that's why when God sent Moses to Pharaoh and asked Pharaoh to release his people free, and Moses asked the Lord, if people ask me, what is your name? How can I answer? The Lord said, I am thus I am. What does this mean? That whatever you need, God is the one. If you are sick, God said, I am Jehovah Rapha, I am God your healer. If you are worried about your future, God says, I am Jehovah Shalom. Your father bring you peace. If you in need, God says, I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. If you are failure, he says, I am Jehovah Nisi, your victory. So whatever harm your life is your enemy, God will go to chase them, turn back, and run away. So that's the message we put to these people. And you know what happened now? In those days, we met this lady. She lost her husband because of the war. She had 6 little children. No hope, no future. When her home was took away, they would send them to a re-education camp and economic camp in the jungle. They were desperate. And we came bring them the good news. And the picture This is a picture, that's the day of her baptism. And now you see that after many years, last year she celebrated her 80th birthday. Of course, I cannot come, but Ruth able to come and visit with her. And this 80-year-old lady, she hold Ruth in her hand and jump over and praising the Lord. Say, if you and your husband wasn't here over 30 years ago, I were dead. But because God answer our prayer. And I'm alive. I have a nice home. All my six children are now full-time ministry serving the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this photo, you see a young man here. He ran for his life and met us. So he joined our church. And this is the day, the church is very small with a rich group of people. In a way, the village, no electricity, no water, no toilet in the jungle. But we told them, if you know there is a God, your creator, your savior, you will have the song to sing in the darkness. And I trained him. Now guess what? Look at this picture. Now he pastored a church. And look at this building, millions of dollars, and the same man. If you see this man many years ago, right here. And now, after 30 years, pastor of church like this. Only living God can transform that situation. I don't know if anybody here this morning, you are struggling with your life. Very good news for you. God will be able to turn your mourning into dancing. He will turn your hopeless into hope. He will turn your sorrow into dancing because he is alive. And the same God changes the people, their life. He will be able to do the same thing for each and every one of you in time of your need. Last year, they celebrated 30 years of underground church in Vietnam. So I was invited then, and they asked me to show any picture that I have. So I stacked the church into the day in a house we call underground church, because communists not allowed to have church in Vietnam. So when church getting grow bigger, we have no place, so we have to go to the right field. That's where we met. When we have a bigger group, we have nowhere to go, but we go to the jungle. So we don't have a building. Every day we meet in different house, and Sunday we come to a place secret that we celebrate. That what happened over 31 years ago. But all the men that I brought to the Bible school, this is our first Bible school in underground church in Vietnam. We don't have even cement floor. You have really nice carpet here. But over there is all the soil. So everyone have sit on their slipper. And they use their knees at the table. We have no table. And then all of them that have to take note when I'm teaching. And I'm telling you this, I give them the vision. God we are serving is alive. Amen. And when we sing the song, My Redeemer Live, we know that he go to transform our situation. And you know what happened? After 30 years, now look at this. Although this is the man in the mountain. You Vietnam veterans, you might know Mountain Nhoa, I mentioned a while ago. The people live in the mountain, never go to school. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. So after you let them to the Lord, you have to disciple. How can you disciple someone who don't know how to read and write? Well, they don't know how to read and write, but they can understand the picture. So we disciple them through the picture. In my book, they have a whole story of this in my book. If you read my book, you'll see that. So I disciple them every day, one picture, with every small picture as meaning there. So after 1 week, I send them back to their community with whole set of the picture. And they share to their village. And many, many people will convert. Many church were growing. I send this lady to the village of the mountain called Mountain Yard people. You know the way how they live? They have to prepare their food every day. And after they eat, they come to this corner to release. And you see the pig, the dog, the chicken are waiting. So they call this either recycle life, recycle corner. What it mean? After they prepare the food to eat, they go here to release and feed the pig, the dog, the chicken. And then the pig, the dog, chicken will feed them the following day. So that's their recycle life. That's what were 40 years ago. But when we told them that there is a living God, will change your situation, will transform your life. So Ruth went to go back visit them now. Amazing. When Ruth was there, you know, I was this port out of the country, I'm not able to go back. Last year, the only chance I go back because I bring with me some veteran. So they are the ambassador of peace. That way I can get visa to join with them, go back. Hopefully, I can do again next year. So anyway, Ruth come and visit them, and Ruth were amazing. When they live in the village, they don't even have a shoe to wear. Though the one we made disciple, we have to bring them out village to the city. We buy them a shoe. They don't know how to wear a shoe because they walk with their bare feet all day. So it was funny. They go, because when we bring them a hotel, I said, you have to wear your shoe. If you walk into the hotel with a bare feet, people will follow you. They wonder, who are you? What you do? So many of them don't know how to wear a shoe, so they have to wear the shoe all night on their bed. But now when Ruth come back, and Ruth was amazing. That nice house, many of them are now on motorbikes, some of them driving a car. That how God mercy, that how God blessing upon the people who look up to him. So Ruth put them on the bus. You know, this bus about 47 seat, and Ruth packed about 70 people there. See, at the aisle, people sit even on the aisle. So when the bus left the city, she stuck preaching. Because the bus we hire from city to the ocean, to the beach. So she did it very well. But last year, somebody told them, say, no, the Ruth come in. So they follow the bus. So after left the city, Ruth stuck preaching and police stopped the bus. But we were prepared. Ruth turned off the TV with a videotape of comedia. And she sat down. So when police get on the bus and shut in, people are laughing with all comedia video. She had that they shut for a while, they let the bus go. So after 4 or 5 miles, Ruth stand up and turn off the video and start preaching again. By the time she reached to the beach, she baptized new people there. And when she baptized new people, a lot of people around the beach, they come say, hey, excuse me, how come you swimming without changing your swimming suit? So Ruth and our pastor share with them what we're doing. And the people get saved right on the water at the beach. You see, that is a living God we serve. In all circumstances, he can move and change the life of people. Someplace, man cannot get in. So Ruth get in, and when she get in the village, they can easily recognize a new face show up in their community. So Ruth have to go to the farm, the rice field, invite them come together to have lunch at the rice field and disciple. And guess what? All these women are now full-time ministry. And this lady, she now missionary to Malaysia. In past 10 years, she planned 62 churches in all of Malaysia. How good is our God? Praise the Lord. And though the men, that we train them in Malaysia, now they go back to the village with all of this wonderful message. You see, we cannot get into their village by the mud. This is the river, they cross the river, they get to village, this is all mud, they cannot wear the shoe. The mud is right there, knee. But then they get into the village, they share the gospel, they baptize people. When they send me this photo, I was wondering, what are you doing? He said, I'm doing the baptize people. I said, what kind of this baptize? He said, Pastor Paul, listen, our situation different. I cannot baptize one by one like you because I have 250 people. And the water in the northern Vietnam very cold. If I baptize one by one like you do, I might get sick. Or police will come and get me before I finish. So I have them come as a cell group, five by five, they join their hand. So I come and I hold the hand, I say, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I baptize all of you in Jesus' name. And they all boom, boom, boom. So they baptize group by group, like that. And they turn Buddhist temple into church. This used to be a Buddhist temple, and now become the church. Only living God can do that. And this is how the disciples treat young people. You know, young people, when they come together, they're very noisy. And they're singing. So at the second song, police show up, arrested them, and bring them to police station. But they will confiscate everything belong to that house. So later on, we don't have house allowed to young people meeting. So now they pray, and the Lord said, go to the street. So they went to the street of Hanoi. You see this Hanoi? So they worship there. If police arrested them, the street sidewalk belonged to the government, the street light belonged to the government, so we have nothing to lose. So when they went to the street to do discipleship, if police show up, they will stand up and they will sing some Ho Chi Minh song and have fun. So after half hour, police keep watching them. All they do were fun. So police left. But after police left, now they sit down and worship our God and do our discipleship. So you have to have many different created ways, because God is creation, so He created us under His image, so we have to be very creativity in all circumstances. Don't be caught by religion terminology. No. So that's how they have church over there. I don't want to show you this picture. When I met this guy in a life sentence prison, I told him that all God you trust before were dead. They didn't hurt your prayer. That's why you end up in crime, end up in prison for life. But God changed your life. Guess what? He's now a top lawyer in Vietnam. I met this guy in life sentence prison. Both of them are in my book. I have a story in my book. This guy is now a missionary to Thailand. When he was dead sentence, he had no hope, no future. So I bring him Jesus. And now he prayed to a living God. And become missionary there. The day before I was arrested to prison, I met this young guy. When I met him, his words like this. He wore long hair, long beard. He ran away for his life. So I let him to the Lord. Following which I was put prison. I haven't seen him for a long time. And he come to Cambodia to see me. He's now a general superintendent of one denomination there. I asked him how. He said, I'm tired of all God I seek for many years until the day I met you. I met the living God. And through the Bible, I know that He has a bright future for me. And I went to your Bible school, and now I have a whole denomination under my leadership. Is that God wonderful? Praise the Lord. When they put me in prison, they thought that they will shut down the church in Vietnam. But they were wrong. They put me in political prison. 3 months later, all politicians, instead of brainwash, they come to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. So a politician prison become a church. They moved me to another prison. This is where I met this young man. And now he's a missionary in Cambodia, in Laos. And he go back to his village, he planting church. So this is one of the tribal way in the border of Vietnam, Laos, and China. And the church growing incredible there. When I was there, I stuck this first church to this man. Now we have hundreds of churches in that area. Well, nobody ever think that's a witchcraft doctor. Now can preach the gospel. When they put me in prison, they told me that I will never get out of prison, never get out of the country. Here, after 20 years, they kicked me out of the country. I traveled to 77 nations around the world to preach the gospel. Friend, there's no any God like our Jehovah. He the only one answer your prayer. So they send me gangster prison. They expected the gangster will beat me up. But guess what? Now we have a new generation, the gangster preacher. Did you remember when we went to the concert in Hanoi? Yes. That put us on the first row. Hundreds of men ran front and hugged me. They said, "Pastor Paul, remember me?" I said, "Please help me." He said, "You bring me to Christ when I was in Malaysia. You bring me to Christ when I was in Kuwait, in Qatar, in Dubai, in Korea, in many nations." Now, hundreds of them become preacher in Vietnam. God can transform. So in my generation, I was the first pastor with all tattoo on my body. By the way, the tattoo was the name of 3,366 God of my witchcraft doctor. But this generation, people think they are crazy, they're stupid, they're lost. But thank God, our God can transform many gangsters now become preacher, pastor, and leadership. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We went to China. You know, China, American Northern, China, the bamboo curtain. Right? And a lot of bad things happened in China. And I'm glad that what our president is doing for them to rescue this nation. But what I want you to know is, God is moving in China. 1949, when Mao Zedong took over China under communism, he said, in the next 10 years, we will be no more Christian, no more church in China. He did not know that now. Government found at least 10% of population of China are Christian, born again Christian. And you know how big is China? 1.5 billion of people. So when you talk about 10%, according to the government, you have 150 million of people are worshiping every day there. So I sent a young man to China, very young. In 8 years, this young man planting 2,400 churches and start 12 Bible schools over there. And that's impossible to our mind. But nothing impossible to God. When I send them there, people say, "Pastor Paul, how come you send this young man to China?" You know that this man, and later on his wife, tried to destroy all the church, put all the pastor in prison. And I said, "Yes, but greater he is within us than he is in the world." So now, this is the church in China. Ruth and I, every year, we spend a month in China to do the training and travel all over China to help the church. And they have a new thing that they call China for World Mission. Last year, they kicked this pastor out. So we bring people come to Hong Kong. I met many leaders because they're sending missionaries to the world right now. They go by 2030, they will send 10,000 missionaries to the world. So I asked them, "How can you do that?" Say, "Pastor Paul, in China we have people, we have Holy Spirit, and it seems we have money." Because in China they have a statement like this. They say, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, but the rest are made in China." They say, we have money. But they're still in the business account. We need you to come and train our people how they transfer the money from business account to mission account. And they face a lot of problems, but they're still faithful sending missionary. And majority they send in is women. Sometimes women go to many countries as a maid. But how they reach out the children and the mother. And young people they send out as a Chinese teacher. That's how they send a missionary. They went to Pakistan as a Chinese teacher. They were kidnapped by ISIS. They had them up, made videos, sent back to China, scared the church, said, don't send missionary here. But another couple replaced right away. They're not afraid to lose their life because they know that greater he is within us than the world. So this guy, he's very tall, very tall. Professional basketball player. Have scholarship to go to America. But he said, no. If I go to America, I don't want to come back to China. So he stayed over, he go to a Bible school. And then when he graduated in Bible school in 2015, I asked him, you see how tall he is to his people? I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to plant in a church. In past 3 years, every year, he planted a new church among young generation. And they are shaking the country of China by the power of the gospel. This is our graduation. You see, China for world mission. So all these people early can be ordained in China. They have to be 10-year ministry. They must have 10,000 people under their leadership to be ordained as a full-time pastor or minister. And all the goal is equip next generation, send them out as missionaries. They say, if we can send our good to many countries, why not missionary? So pray for them. They are now in very strong persecution, but their goal is still sending mission to the world. This is about the mission conference. Once a year, we have mission conference. So in the mission conference, you either go or give or disobedient. So when I made altar call, you look all the chair left empty because I either go or send. So in China, the mission is go, send, or disobedient. So nobody wants to be disobedient. So they either go or send. Oh, I really pray that this spirit will come back to America. The country used to send many missionaries to the nation, and that's how I come to know the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, Cambodia. You know, Cambodia used to be a Buddhist country, and if you see, this is called Angkor Wat. Ruth and I will be back next week there. That built 1,000 years ago during the Vietnam War. The aircraft that took the picture, they found out this, they thought it was the Kampa or communist. So they have green berets, they jump, and they found out this is a big temple. Now become number 8 world wonder. But you know what happened was when Pol Pot 1975 of Khmer Rouge took over, in 4 years, they genocide and kill half a population. And China helped them behind. So Cambodia become a nation the world know as the killing field. Were you in the killing field there? Oh yeah, I think Dick Wu would mean the killing field. Yeah. Terrible, terrible. But when Ruth and I were called to Cambodia, we saw a lot of people live on the floating village. These are people with our state, they are not recognized any nation because they have no documentary, they have no ID, no passport, nothing. So they put them on the river, easy to control them. No school, no hospital, you know, their life terrible. They drink that same water and all kind of dizzy. But Ruth and I came, we said, God have a plan for them. And God plans not to harm anybody, but to bless them and prosper them. So we gather all of the kids that abandoned either by the dad or their mom or their parent. So their parents still alive somewhere, but they abandoned. If they are tall, HIV positive, they ran away and left the children behind. Or if they're divorced, ran away. So we collect them and we call Lighthouse Children Refuge. We told them that you are no longer orphan. God is your father, and we are your mother. And we will teach you, we feed you to the day we release you back to your community. So on the way out, you can see on our table there, we have many forms of the orphan. often that we use in American, but I don't call them often. I call them prince and princess of Heavenly King. I want to change their mentality. So we have the form there. You can find some and sponsor them. So we teach the kids. We call Lighthouse Children Education. We teach them Vietnamese. We teach them Cambodian. We teach them English. We teach them computer. We teach them music. We teach them showing clothes. So we teach them everything because we want to give them a brighter future. And some of them are now graduate and serving at our part-time staff there. And I have one form on the table that we need you to support to become a full-time staff to be blessing. It's Ruth, we have a lot of stuff carried with us because people donated all the school supply for them. And this is a good thing. We teach them how to do the concert to reach out their community. So we have only 65 kids. We put 500 chairs, and they go to every chair and pray over the chair. That Lord, with the power of Holy Spirit, bring someone, sit on the chair. And then they sit down the chair, Holy Spirit, open their eyes. Take away their veil so they can see you. So when they invite people come, and many people on the community, first they laugh and say, Pastor Paul, I'm crazy. How can though the kids can perform a concert for them? How can he have only 65 kids? He put 500 sit who go to sit there. But you know what? If we do our job, God does he. Because we know our God is above all other gods. And when we call upon him, and all our enemies will turn back and run away. Because I will believe that. So you know what happened? Look, when we start crusade, we were sorry that we only put 500 chairs for 1,000 people show up. We were lack of faith, you see. And then when I share the gospel, look at that. People give their life to Jesus. This is the same place. Next week, Ruth and I will be back. We will bring 150 pastors from Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, come here for 1 week training. So please pray for us that God will provide their need so they can able to travel to Cambodia. And we provide them how and food for 1 week training. Because we need them to take back this generation. Amen. This younger generation, they have too many crazy things. In America, you call fear factor. The young generation, they go crazy. But we believe that God will bring them back and give them a brighter future. And thank God, this four-star general, after a year investigate us, now he give his life to Jesus. He's serving as one of our pastors in Cambodia. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. Before he retired, he went to the king. He said, King, I served you for over 50 years. Now I found the King of Kings. And I want to serve. The king said, who is the King of Kings? I'm a king, I know. There's no any other country in the world have King of Kings except Malaysia. But Malaysia, the King of Kings, only 5 years. You know, Malaysia, they have 5 states. Every state have a king. So every 5 years, all the 5 kings come and vote for one king to take over the country in next 5 years. But that's only 5 years. So the king told him, there's no any country have the King of Kings. And he said, yes, I found him. So he shared about Jesus to the king. The king don't want to release him, but he prays the Lord. If he not release me, you have to release him so that I can free to serve the Lord. Of course, God answered prayer. The king passed away. So he now able to serve the Lord. And with his retirement, he built a new church. So this is the church he built in. So with retirement, he built this church, like a Holy Spirit church. So we are allowed to use his church building to do the training. Because Cambodia don't like Vietnamese. But we brought Vietnamese, Laos come to Cambodia. Every 3 months have a training in his church. So he's a covering. See how good is our God? Wonderful. Now Laos. Laos is very strong communist country. But thank God that when Ruth and I, we came to Laos 2001 as a tourist. And this 2017, we come back as a national speaker with big welcome, with flower in the airport. How come it happened? Nothing impossible to God. We start with our people and discipleship. And we tell them, invite your friend, your family, come and say, Pastor Paul, in Laos. If they are not communists, they are Buddhists, they don't want to go to church. I said, okay, if they don't want to go to church, bring church to them. They looked at me and said, Pastor Paul, how can we bring church to them? I said, you know what? We have to change our mentality and our terminology. If they don't go to church, bring church to them. And don't tell them church. Invite them come to picnics. So we call picnic gospel. I learned one thing in America when I was here. Americans, you have a saying that the way to a man's heart is through their stomach, right? So I learned it from America. So we invite them come, this for picnic. So you invite them go to church? No, thank you, I'm Buddhist, I'm communist. But you invite them come for picnic? Yes. So when they come to picnic, of course we have food, and then after that they get Christ. And listen, this one worked very well in many Muslim nations. You know, in Muslim, they're not allowed to eat pork. Because Muslim consider pork is unholy. But young generation, they want to try something different. So wherever we went, Ruth and I, we cook. Let me tell you, even in Kuwait, in Qatar, you see in the airport, there is absolutely no ham and pork. But wherever there is Chinese, you can find anything in the world. So we went to Muslim country like Malaysia, Indonesia, Kuwait, Qatar. We cook ham. We invite young generation come try it. So many of them came for ham. But after ham coming to their mouth, Lamb of God coming to their heart. So they came for ham, but they left with Lamb of God. So I call from ham to Lamb of God mission. It worked very well in many countries. And thank you very much for your prayer and your support. So sometimes you don't know how much money you give for ham, and the Lamb of God come into the life of many people, you know. So anyway, when they come and get saved, I disciple them, and with our permission, you know, Laos, communist country, nowhere to get permission. But by faith, we believe in God. So we put 1,000 chairs to invite people come. Many people laugh and say, Paul is crazy. He had just only 85 people, put 1,000 chairs who go to sit there. Maybe police will come to sit. I said, I wish they come. Guess what? All chairs were packed, and 1/3 were police and military. They came with AK-47. My staff looked at me and said, Pastor Paul, what can you do now? Look at all AK-47. I said, don't worry. I pray, Lord, open the eyes of these men. They're able to see. You remember the story, Elijah prayed for his servant? And yes. When I'm at auto call, majority of them give their life to Jesus. And all the military and police get saved. Guess what? Now one man, this guy, is now in Bible school in Washington, D.C. And now I come to Laos, I have driver, bodyguard, were former police officer. Nothing impossible to God, because greater He is, our God. When we pray to Him, all our enemies will turn back and run away, because Jesus is on our side. Amen? Amen. This guy, his title in Laos is the National Director of Security, like American God Director of FBI. He monitors us. Finally, he gives his heart to Jesus. So now he and his wife become our driver, our bodyguard. And when you drive in a country like that, you have a director of FBI driving for you. Nobody bother. That's how we can do ministry over there. This lady, when she was sent to us, she was ambassador to Mongolia. Dr. Thor, she has only 3 months to live. And we pray over her. Guess what? 6 years later, she's still alive. And she promoted from ambassador into minister of women affairs. And because of her, we're able to get a permission. But not for crusade. You know, in the country, don't use Christian terminology. We don't do evangelism crusade. We do free concert of music festival. So here we use gospel music festival. we invite all denominations come together to sing to bless them. And you know what Bible says? God habit present among the worship of his children. And if God present among our midst, guess what? Liberation, deliverance, salvation will take place. So what we did was, we just come and worship God. Over 3,500 people show up in the government hall because we give them free concert. And we pray, many of them will heal and many will feel with Holy Spirit. Look at this. When Holy Spirit touched, a miracle happened. And I want to tell you this funny. The national director of the government denomination, he want to know who's Paul I. Because every country I go, I use different name. I use almost every name of apostle in the Bible, except Judas Iscariot, I never use his name. Okay. So when every country I use different name. So the national director of that country, they want to find out who is this boy. So he have his son-in-law come and check, and they found my real name, Paul I. He went to Google. And I'm telling you, Google told him most of my life. He sent out a new letter. Be careful, Paul I. Paul I, a former witch doctor, he's still functioning as a witch doctor under the name of pastor. If this man can't be careful, he will touch your forehead, he will kick your leg, you will fall on the ground, you screaming and say, yeah, he feels the Holy Spirit speaking tongue. But that's devil. Get away from Paul I. That's the new word sent out. But when he was on the beach stadium, he saw these people. Nobody touched them, nobody kicked them, but when Holy Spirit moved, they all fell on the stage. Guess what? Many people call, we want to be healed by the power of Holy Spirit. You know that we believe in Trinity, God the Father, who loved us, created, his name Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. You believe Jesus Christ, when he was hanging on the cross, he wore all your sickness. But many people forget that Holy Spirit, in Romans 8:11 say, Holy Spirit raised the dead body of Jesus back to life. He's now dwell inside you. He will raise your daily dying body back to life again. So he said, if you are healed here, but you go back home, you go back to your old God. Your old God will bring the sickness back to you. But if you have Holy Spirit go with you back home, Holy Spirit will maintain your healthy life. So many people want Holy Spirit. So we pray. Finally, that man, he come and hugged me and said, Pastor Paul, now I see. I heard a lot about you, but today I see. Can we go out for coffee? I have a lot of questions to ask you. I said, sure. So I went out for coffee with him. You know, I only drink coffee early in the morning, one cup a day enough. But that day, I drink 5 cups of coffee to talk with him whole afternoon. And we come to agree that he asked me to come to teach in his church. He brought 350 pastors under him come. I share with them about Holy Spirit. He the one can transform all your situation. Holy Spirit is still moving today. You need to be baptized with Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. All his pastors will feel with Holy Spirit. And then now I go to reach out to students. You know, today you can go to many schools. You can tell one about Buddhist, about Muslim, about anything but not Christian. All over the world, same thing. But thank God, Ruth and I, we went to Europe. This Europe, 2017, we were able to speak almost 20,000 students in Europe, in Germany, in Austria, in Norway, in Netherlands. Last year, we speak more than 30,000 students in high school and college in Indonesia and Philippines. And we brought to them, there is only one God can answer your prayer. Young people today, they have all kind of God, you know. Harry Potter, they're one of their God too, you know. They have all kind of gods. But we told them, although the God not do anything good for you except Jesus Christ. So thousands of them prayed the sinner prayer. So we brought the lady to conference. You know, it's kind of funny. Many times the church did not pay attention on the lady. But in the spirit world, listen carefully, in spirit world, they focus on the lady. You know, when the snake come to the Garden of Eden, they not come to Adam, but come to Eve. You remember that story, right? Okay. Well, a lot of people have a lot of things, but I don't want to discuss or argue. But I'm talking about spirit world. Unfortunately, that Eve talked to the snake. But Vietnamese, we never talk to snake. You know what Vietnamese do to snake? We don't talk to snake, we eat the snake. You never eat snake here? Okay, I'm assure you that Adam and Eve, they wasn't Vietnamese. If Adam and Eve were Vietnamese, the snake have no chance to tempt them. Because Vietnamese don't talk with snake. If Adam and Eve were Vietnamese, they wouldn't eat the apple. They would eat the snake and sell the apple. But anyway, you know, in the spirit world, devil know how to get our woman. You know why? Because women are very sensitive in spirit. There are a lot in Bible. Ruth and I, we do a lot of women conference. So we told people, listen, when Elijah stopped by the house of the woman in Shunammit, her husband didn't know anything, but she recognized, honey, the man come to our house is man of God. We should build him an upper room. We put a desk, a chair, a lamp, and a bed. So whenever he stopped by, he had a place to rest. Husband don't know anything, but the wife, she know. Guess what? God blessed them with a son. When the son was dead, God, through that man of God, bring son back to life. And you can find hundreds of stories in the Bible. Women are very sensitive. You see, when Bible mentioned in the book of Acts, after Jesus was ascended to the Father, and Mary and a lot of women come together in the upper room and fasting and pray for 10 days and filled with Holy Spirit. Talk about women. And then when Jesus, you see, he went on the earth, a lot of disciples around him, women way back in the kitchen, cook and serve. But when Jesus was hanging on the cross, not many disciples were there, but a lot of women were there. When they placed Jesus in the grave, none of his disciples show up, but women show up and went out, preach the gospel. So women do the great job, right? So we train them and they bring the husband back. So you need to read my next book about super yoga. So women bring men back to the church. And you see many empty church in Europe for sale. So we went there, we let people to the Lord. We go to church, can we rent? No. So we pray. And God bring people. And a non-believer come to bought, he bought this building and allow the church to use for free. Nice church, huh? We reach out people in the bar. You know, in Europe today, people don't go to church, they go to bar. So I went to church, to Europe. I said, they go to bar? We have bring church to bar. I said, how can? I said, let's go to the bar, tell the bar we go to sin for free. So the church, we went sin for free, and we said the gospel. Look at that. You see, in the back, they're still functioning. Seldom why. But all the people go to this bar, none of them drunk with wine, but they're drunk with Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, the church growing bigger and bigger. So what I try to tell with you today, I don't have time to go in more detail, but my point to you this morning is this. When we pray, our God answer. When he answer, all our enemy will turn back and run away. I don't know what enemy are you facing right now, but I have a good news for you. Emmanuel, God will be with you wherever you are. When you call upon his name, he will show up. When you pray to him, miracle will happen. All the things that I do around the world, because I believe in the God of power. That God performed miracle in Myanmar, in China, in Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, in Europe. Why not here in America? When we pray, God will answer our prayer. And all enemies will turn back and run away. Friend, today I don't know what is your enemy, what's your problem. But I have good news for you. All your enemy will turn back and run away when you call upon our living God. Amen. Would you please stand up with me and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up our brother and sister into your hands, Lord. I don't know what their problem are facing now. I don't know what the enemy, Lord, but I know that when we call upon your name, all our enemies will turn back and run away because you are on our side. I pray this morning, everyone will leave the church with peace, with joy, and with victory because of your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today that our brother and sister, and that they leave this church, they know you are on their side. And you're willing to take care of all their problem. And you will turn their sorrow into joy. Give them daily victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Please be seated. Pastor.